For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Statewide ballot issues drove voter turnout up yesterday in the primary election. In Boone County, voter turnout was just under 30%, 6 percentage points higher than the last midterm primary. There were 5 constitutional amendments on the statewide ballot. One of the controversial amendments just barely passed and almost certainly will face a recount. Missouri became the 2nd state to pass a so-called right-to-farm amendment. KBIA's Brandon Kiley has more.
It was a night full of anxiety and uncertainty, but the men and women gathered at the Missouri Farm Bureau Center in Jefferson City were relieved to see their hard work pay off. Missouri voters passed Amendment 1, which has come to be known as the right to farm, over the past few months. In an election that totaled nearly 1 million votes, Amendment 1 passed by just 2,500. Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst was a proponent of the amendment, and he said he wouldn't be surprised if the narrow margin of victory is cause for a recount.
So we'll see what happens. We'll look forward to the results, whatever they are, but I'm fully confident that the vote will stand.
The Director of Communications for the Missouri Secretary of State's office, Laura Swinford, says her office has until August 26th to certify the election results.
A recount has to be requested. We need to receive that request within 7 days of the certification of the election.
Any Missouri voter can request a recount. The amendment states it will, quote, ensure that the rights of Missouri citizens to engage in agricultural production and ranching practices shall not be infringed. Opponents of the amendment, such as small farmer Jake Davis, were concerned about what they considered vague language used in the law itself and the possibility that the language could lead to litigation. Brandon Kiley, KBIA News.
Amendment 7, the transportation sales tax, was another controversial ballot measure, but it didn't fare well with Missouri voters, who have now not approved a new statewide sales tax increase since 1987. KBIA's Maureen Lewis-Stump has more.
Missouri voters rejected Amendment 7, which would have created a 3/4 cent sales tax to fund transportation projects across Missouri. Jeanette Mott Oxford is the executive director for Missouri Association for Social Welfare. She opposed the tax because she says it would unfairly impact low-income families, but she acknowledges the need for more transportation funds. She says the next step in finding funds for transportation is to modernize the fuel tax.
There seems to be a consensus that people would like to see that modernized and that they also understand that that would be a hardship for those with lower incomes.
In a written statement, Jewel Patek, campaign manager for Missourians for Safe Transportation and New Jobs Incorporated, says, "We simply cannot keep our roads in good repair without additional funding. We are committed to continuing this dialogue with Missourians to find a solution they will support." Missouri Department of Transportation is holding a press conference this morning to make a statement on the failure to pass Amendment 7. Maureen Lewis-Stump, KBIA News.
Amendment 9 passed very easily. It sought to protect Missourians' electronic records. Almost 75% voted in favor of the amendment. Missourians also approved Amendment 5, which aimed to block future attempts to limit gun rights in the state. Voters did not approve Amendment 8, which would have created a new lottery ticket for veterans. Boone County voters rejected Proposition Epic with 66% voting no. The 1/8 cent sales tax would have generated funds for the Central Missouri Events Center and other parks projects. County commissioners say now the Events Center will likely be forced to close. Ashland residents voted to approve a $7 million bond issue Tuesday. The bond is to create a water sewage treatment plant for the city. KBIA Samantha Ware has the story.
The city currently uses a lagoon-type treatment facility that does not follow Department of Natural Resources regulations. To meet the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Agency standards, the city must upgrade. Ashland Mayor Gene Rohr says the bond is good news for the city.
We'll be able to obtain revolving fund state financing, which would be lower than private financing. That will keep our utility rates down. That'll save us a lot of money as a community.
Rohr says engineers can begin drawing up plans and the city can clear the area for the treatment plant. To secure the financing, Rohr says he will have the money manager and engineer on the phone first thing Wednesday. Samantha Ware, KBIA News.
In Cole County, voters rejected a proposal to create zoning in unincorporated areas of the county. Supporters said the zoning would have protected property rights and improved real estate values, but opponents disagreed. Vic Rackers, with the committee to oppose Cole County zoning, says voters agreed with him that it would have hurt their property rights.
They exercised their rights to their own personal freedom and didn't think that zoning was needed or necessary at this time.
The proposal was shot down by 53% of voters voting no. Meantime, Republicans regained a two-thirds majority in the Missouri House, heading into a big showdown with Democratic Governor Jay Nixon over his vetoes of tax breaks, abortion restrictions, and other issues. Republicans won two of the three special elections for vacant House seats. That'll give them 110 House seats, one more than the two-thirds majority required to override vetoes. Republicans already hold a two-thirds majority in the Senate. The special election winners are expected to be sworn into office by September 10th, when lawmakers will convene to consider overriding Nixon's vetoes of 32 bills and 136 budget sections. U.S. Representatives Vicky Hartzler and Blaine Lukemeyer, both Republicans, each easily retained the nominations for their U.S. House seats against challengers in their districts. Republican Chuck Basie won the Republican nomination for House District 47. He'll run against incumbent Democrat John Wright in November. Democrat Nora Dietzel won her primary for Boone County Recorder of Deeds. She'll face Republican Lisa Ballinger in November. And in the Division 5 Associate Circuit Judge primaries, Democrat Kimberly Shaw beat out two opponents in her primary, and Michael Whitworth won a two-man race for the Republican nomination. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.